This is Lulu, and you're listening to Mobygasmic from my car. I'm calling it from my car because that's where I am right now, and I have a couple of things I wanted to record for this podcast, and hopefully I'll be able to make this a regular feature. One of the main things that I want to talk about is something that's been really annoying me, and I've actually posted several times about this, and this is the application development that's been happening for the iPhone and iPod Touch. Applications are spewing out from everywhere for this device, and it's a relatively new device. So I'm really surprised when I see developers coming up with things like the eBay app and the Yahoo Go. It's not actually Yahoo Go; it's the Yahoo One Connect, which we saw and heard about for Windows Mobile months and months ago. And never heard anything back. The page is still sitting at coming soon. I think it's estimated to come in the second half of 2008. We haven't seen it this year. And suddenly, out of nowhere, the one for the iPhone, boom, just released. And, you know, without any updates as to whether they're going to even continue to develop one for the Windows Mobile platform. Look, I realize it's a very flash phone. Everyone loves it. We're all very happy about it. People who probably weren't that into mobile devices are now because of the iPhone, and I, for one, am really grateful for that. But I am a little bit disturbed that in the course of developing for the iPhone, people are forgetting about Windows Mobile, which I think is just as important. It's a platform that's been around for a long time. I can kind of understand, not necessarily agree with people not developing for the Palm platform right now because its future is so uncertain. But Windows Mobile isn't going anywhere. You've got the desktop version, you've got the mobile version. It's got a music player. I don't see why it wouldn't just be ported over. So, you know, if you're a developer out there and you're making an application, please release it for multiple platforms. It just looks so much better, and it just really doesn't exclude people. And also, if I were to make the switch from Windows Mobile to the iPhone, I probably would go with an application that I'm already familiar with, more so than one I am not. So that's my little rant on that. This morning I noticed that there was a lot of buzz about an app store being released for Windows Mobile, and I happily downloaded it and was disappointed to find that it's really just a bookmarklet. So clicking on the application once it's installed really just opens the Internet Explorer shortcut for the Windows Mobile, I think it's the Palm website app store. So that was a little bit disappointing. Please don't call it an app if it's just opening a web page. It's really just a bookmark. I can do that from within Pocket Internet Explorer. Speaking of Pocket Internet Explorer, keep an eye out on the website because I will be posting a little bit of a surprise later on this week. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but you will be able to get something very interesting from the Mobygasmic website. As far as devices go, right now, there really isn't anything. I mean, it's a slow period right now, so there isn't anything that exciting coming out. My cousin is talking endlessly to me about the new BlackBerry Curve that is going to be released. I'm excited on her behalf. It's nice that they're going to be putting that out. I know she loves her Curve, but she's upset about the memory. The Bold just looks like a really huge device, so I'm glad that they're putting something out there for people who can get. They can get the screen features of the Curve, but the screen features of the Bold, but the size of the Curve. So that's definitely a good thing. And essentially, as far as Windows Mobile is concerned, if you don't have $800 to spend on the Sony Xperia, which in this economy I'm not sure many of us would have, the Touch Pro has been released on virtually all the carriers now, with the exception of T-Mobile. Although the Verizon version is causing a lot of brouhaha because of the reduced memory and the location of the arrow keys on the keyboard. So if you're not that keen on it, you'd probably get the Sprint version or the AT&T version. I have the AT&T version, the HTC Fuse. I love it. I love it. I love it. The only thing that would probably get me off this phone right now is if I had, if a VGA QWERTY bar device was released, which is a VGA screen with a keyboard right underneath. For convenience, that would probably catch my eye, and especially if it was really thin and sleek, I would really probably go for that. But it's actually not 100% because I have to tell you, I'm enjoying the added screen space that I have with a full screen and then a keyboard underneath. So I guess it would be either a VGA QWERTY bar or a really thin version of the Touch Pro would be it. Something else I wanted to mention recently, if you follow me on Twitter, you may have heard that I won an HTC Touch Diamond from Mobility Today. I was really excited. I got the direct message from David Chacon on Thursday. I'm a little bit perturbed. It's Tuesday now. I haven't heard anything back from him. I haven't received anything. I haven't gotten any response to the message I sent him. So I'm hoping that it's just kind of holiday busyness and maybe he's just sent it and not really, had a chance to actually reply. There was some fallout. I don't know if I'd call it fallout. There was some discussion about the post that I had made last month regarding MSMobiles.com podcast and how it wasn't really something I enjoyed because of his name is actually Edward. I've realized that Ali is the name of the woman who does the podcast, and I apologize for that error. And I mentioned a couple of things that, really put me off that podcast. And I compared it and talked about the good time I had listening to the Mobility Today podcast instead. I got a lot of emails and messages about that. Some people felt that I was being unduly unfair to MS Mobiles and their podcast. And I think Ali, who does, or Ali, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, I'm sorry, she does a podcast with them, had mentioned that one of the people who does the podcast also is in the Mobility Today podcast, which makes perfect sense because my point was not that it's a crappy podcast, it's that you have one chap who's really kind of ruining the experience of the overall podcast. So, that's my point. I stick to it. I mean, I will probably, because I actually like the MS Mobiles website, I probably will try again in a while and try their podcast and see if anything has changed. But, we're people. We like what we like. And I'm recording a podcast now that you may like or you may not like. And again, you're totally entitled to your opinions, and I would love to hear feedback. I'm going to try and do this pretty regularly. I'm not going to commit to a weekly slot or anything like that, but I will give it my best shot and see how it goes. I think the biggest challenge I will probably have is finding out how to embed this on the site so that you'll be able to listen to it from the site or from within the feed. The last time I did this, I used the site, and shortly after I did, it seems like the site disappeared, and so did all my audio. So that was a little bit disappointing. So I'm going to find a good permanent solution so that when I do this, it's pretty seamless. I'm recording this right now using the voice recorder on my HTC Fuse. I'm hoping that the audio quality is going to be good. And sorry, I'm a little congested, but it is the season. There seems to be some kind of endless flu going on, and you may be able to hear that in my voice, and it might be annoying. And if it is, I apologize, and hopefully the next time it will be better. I've gotten a number of questions regarding cases and protection for the HTC Fuse slash Touch Pro. I posted a little bit a few days ago about the case that I'm using, which is really just a slip case. On this particular device, I'm not using a full body case that you put the device into and snap it closed. I use it so often that I find that it's useful to me to just have it where I can quickly pull it out and put it back into the case without having to worry about closing the case. I also tend not to like the cases that cover the keyboard, which are usually the book type or the flip type. I find that they hamper my typing, no matter how good the plastic is over it. So I've done away with those, and for now, this is what I'll be using. Hopefully, in the future, I'll be getting together with a couple of my tweet friends and doing podcasts on their side slash over here at Mobigasmic. We're going to try and see how we can make that happen. It's not always about mobility on some of these other sites, but that's one of the brilliant things about Twitter is that you can find people who have your interests, but also others, and can drag you into something else that you might not otherwise have found. So, on that note, I'm going to end for now. Thank you so much for listening, and have a wonderful day. Stay mobile.